Well, we're expecting a crowd of the good part of 10,000 to the season opener at Qdos Bank Arena this coming Sunday. Get along. A Kings experience is like no other. It is the first of six doubleheaders with the Sydney Flames. One of the stars of the Kings is Jarrell Martin, who's on the line right now. Jarrell, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, mate. How you doing?
I'm great. How you doing? Welcome to Australia. Excited for the start of the season?
Yes, sir, man. Super excited, man. Our guys, we've been getting after it all week long, and you know, we're just ready for Sunday tip-off.
Do you feel like you're in good form? Your form in the NBL Blitz has been good. How important is that leading into the season proper?
It was super important, man, for us to go out there, you know, get some momentum flowing and, you know, build some chemistry. You know, we got a lot of new guys this year, new coaching staff, so, you know, it's a whole new system this year. So, you know, it was good for us to go out there and, you know, build a little chemistry and get some momentum going.
Last season, you led the Kings in both points and rebounds. So you came up a bit short. What do you need to do differently to go all the way this year?
We got to stay at it, man. You know, we came up short last year. You know, we was like on a roller coaster ride, man. We had some up and downs. But, you know, this year we got to stay the course with everything. You know, take each game one game at a time and, you know, execute those games and, you know, look forward to the next one.
And the good thing about the NBL, and you know how good the standard is, it's very much in favour around the world, isn't it? So you've got the NBA, of course, but outside of that, I mean, some would argue in terms of standard, it's probably the second best league going around. Do you think so?
Yeah, I believe so. I think so for sure. You know, that was one of my reasons on bringing me back again for another year. You know, I feel like this league is definitely improving and growing each year, and I definitely feel like it's the second-best league outside the NBA.
Just having a look at your bio here, you were selected at pick 25 in the 2015 NBA draft by Memphis, 192 NBA games in Memphis and Orlando in 40 starts. I mean, just style-wise, what are the main differences between the NBA and the NBL?
The main difference, I'll say, you know, a lot of guys in the NBA, man, everyone's skilled and strong and, you know, super talented. Well, I feel like the NBL is more, you know, structured basketball. You know, teams run sets and stuff, and, you know, it's a lot physical as well.
You got a new coach, Chase Buford. Tell us a bit about him. What sort of basketball he wants you to play?
You know, Chase is great, man. You know, his knowledge that he's came in and, you know, showed me has, you know, been tremendous. You know, his style of play for us, you know, he wants us getting the ball up the floor this year. You know, we got a lot of young guys, so, you know, he definitely wants us to be uphill tempo. So it's going to be exciting, man. I feel like we're going to have a great year this year.
And given all the disruption that we've had with COVID, how looking forward to you are you to getting out in front of the crowds again and a parochial Sydney Kings faithful?
Yes, sir. You know, the COVID has been challenging. It's been a tough challenge for us, you know, for the past couple of years. And, you know, it's been tough. But, you know, it's definitely exciting for us to finally be able to have a game and to be able to play in front of our fans. And we know how long they've been waiting. So we definitely want to go out and get them a great show Sunday.
Now, I'm led to believe, Jarrell, that you're a mad keen fisherman. Have you got out in the harbour yet? Have you managed to drop a line?
No, not yet. Paul, he promised to get us a little fishing trip going before the season. He actually promised me last year as well, so, you know, I'm still waiting on it. But we've been getting after it with practices and stuff, and we just haven't really found the time yet to actually get out on the water yet and cast. But hopefully before I leave, for sure, I'll be able to get out in the harbour and try to cast a few lines.
It's going to be a big season ahead, and most people are predicting the Sydney Kings to be there and thereabouts right at the end. And all the best to you for the upcoming season. Hopefully you can not only replicate but improve on the form from last season and get a win for yourself, for your teammates, for the fans, and for your new coach. Jarrell Martin, thank you so much for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.